Good morning. This is the Rancho Marietta Community Services District regular committee meeting for security. We'll call it to order. Amelia, do you have any comments or any of those things?
I do. I have a comment from Richard Gears.
Please, because we're at public comment.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that last week's security log hasn't been posted to the website. I don't know whether that's an oversight or something, but
that's a total oversight, Richard. I thank you very much for reminding me. I'm so sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, I'll get it up right away as soon as this is over. I'm sorry.
No excuses. Don't worry about it, Amelia.
been a little busy.
Yeah, those things happen. Let's move on to item number three, security monthly updates. Since we didn't post anything last week, maybe we could talk about it. I believe this will be Kelly.
I'm here. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. CSD has a new batch of resumes for gate officers. I'm excited to start the interview process for our two open positions. I have three Zoom interviews next week for gate officer, and I'm currently going through more of the applications, and hopefully we'll be able to fill those two positions very soon. And at patrol, we went 164 hours without coverage. Northgate, the surveillance pole extender has been already installed, so it's just an update from last month. ABDL software project, I'll let Tom answer that one. That's one Tom gets.
And it's also an agendized item. So, Tom, you can talk about this now or
wait. I'll talk about it when we get there.
Very good.
Moving on to Rancho Marietta Social Activity. If we look at the summary, I had an RMA meeting yesterday with my colleagues across the street, and they were very impressed with our speeding enforcement efforts. They liked our overnight street parking violation numbers. They said we can use a little more help in the area of stop signs, and I will put that out to our personnel to start looking more at the stop sign violations. Let's see, we also met with the RMA maintenance about the camera setups that are gonna be put up around the lakes and the parks. We gave our input on the locations that they were looking at putting on. I talked about last time how one of our camera systems close to the village, if you remember the burglary that happened of the air conditioning, the camera system, we were able to tweak it with Olaf and we were able to identify the plate number. We contacted the sheriff's department and now we have a named suspect in the burglary of that air conditioning. They gave us a little bit of information. They said he's wanted for similar crimes, similar to what he did here. They are focusing in on the driver who was not identified yet, but with our enhanced camera angles, they hope to identify the driver. And that was directly a result of those cameras being placed there. So hopefully the sheriff's, I have Rick working with the sheriff's department, and hopefully we'll have some closure with that, whether they made the arrest or not, but they are very thankful to the sheriff's department to us for our help with our camera system. So that's what we talked about with RMA. I'm sharing that with everybody now. Again, I talked about, I had a meeting with RMA yesterday and they were happy with our citations. I also had a meeting. I attended the Fire Safe Council meeting, and I have some notes here, some highlights from what they discussed at the Fire Safe Council meeting. They continued to talk about creating an evacuation plan out of Rancho Marietta in the event of a fire. They said that they want to learn from lessons from the Caldor fire, and that one of the things they want to do is make sure we have an easy way to evacuate in case. They also addressed the Paradise fire. Some of the destinations they're looking at going eastbound on Jackson to the Amador County to Plymouth. They were concerned about a bottleneck of evacuees at a bridge and that they're going to work with county personnel to resolve that issue. Another issue they talked about is that the gates and how at Rancho Miranda, how they have padlocks And I want to work on a plan to have electric gates installed for evacuation. And that there several people are looking at how to implement that project. Another thing they talked about in their maintenance committee is the replacement of 50-year vegetation and landscaping within the community that is less fire resistant and that takes less water. So they're currently looking at plans to do that. One of the things that they were concerned about is junipers. I think it's a plant, a bush.
That's a tree.
Highly flammable, and they want those gone from the community. They did a little bit. They talked about the new census since 2010. They said there's 5,923 people that live in Rancho Murrieta, but they believe the numbers might be a little bit higher because of recent moves that weren't part of the census. What they notice is that 65 and older group has gone up. And they also noticed that 31% of people living in Rancho Murrieta are over 65. And that when they leave, that is significantly younger people coming in. So sort of some of the issues the committee has was if there's an evacuation with such an elderly population that might have special needs to be evacuated, how do we get them out? What things can we do to ensure their evacuation safely? So that's some of the things, the highlights from the Fire Safety Council meeting. Any questions? Okay.
I don't have any hands raised.
Kelly, I have a couple of comments. Most of the things that they're talking about, and I'll stick with the evacuation and accountability of residents. That's been a question I've been asking. That's something, and you and I have had a little bit of conversation on this. I think as CSD specifically in security matures, I think we own a bigger role for the accountability of those residents, if you will. Again, one of the difficulties with this Fire Safe Council is they're looking to evacuate to the east out of the county. And again, all of our resources come from Sacramento County, specifically Sacramento County OES. And to that extent, the evacuation plan at the county level is at the elementary school. So there's a huge divergence of what's in a plan, what support we can get from the county. I'm not aware, and again, it's been a day or two, but my time in Homeland Security Regional Office Sacramento, most counties stay within the county because that's where the resources are. And that's where the agreements are at. So this might be something that we're going to have to kind of either step into more and take a larger role or kind of let this plan out however they have it. And then we just pick up the pieces after they're completely done with the process. Because again, it's I'm not worried about fires. That's not the biggest concern we have. It's usually floods because we have more of those. So it's got to be a more comprehensive evacuation and truly what can the community do and how can we assist these folks? And again, we have a list of them that are on a SMUD list for mandatory electricity because they have home devices that require it. I think that's where we truly need to get to, but I don't know if we have the maturity and if this committee's even looking at that direction. So to that extent, I think that's where your involvement really is going to have to play in, especially with your expertise, as we talked about before, on incident action planning and just getting that process really formalized and then codified as a community. That's all I got. Thank you. Continue on.
Take it in the order.
Yeah.
Okay.
I already talked about that.
You talked about the violation report. Yeah. Okay. Very good.
And here's our gate entries. Our gate entry numbers. We're moving up a little bit with our numbers due to construction.
And Kelly, I owe you two drafts. One is the barcode for vendor, and the other is notification when we have incidents. And I have some thoughts. I put it down, but not coherent enough to move forward to you. But I haven't forgotten. The gate entry just reminded me.
Oh, okay. There's our denied numbers. Next. Here's our log. You notice that, stop it there, the extra patrol is a little higher, and that was due to that incident on with the knife on the tires. And I flooded the, I had our officers do a lot of extra patrols, so that's why that number is a little bit high in that area, trying to prevent or get some information for the sheriff's department. That's why that number is a little bit high. Okay. Traffic and Forbes 25. Okay. Okay. Here's some incidents of note. On September 13th, I talked about that earlier about the burglary at OE3. This was a security officer responded there, and this person had taken about $3,000 worth of equipment. However, due to video surveillance camera, the person stole $3,000 worth of equipment, yet they put it all in a trash can right outside. So it was recovered right away. So that was kind of, again, we had good video camera of that, and we were able to notify the sheriff's department of that. What's interesting is later on that day, the same person, we think he's kind of a local transient, assaulted his girlfriend at the equestrian center. And because of the video and the description that was pertained, we were able to link them together and notify the sheriff's department that this is the same person. And so we're waiting to hear from them whether they arrested him for the burglary or not. But it is the same person. So I put those two together like that. The other big thing is the vandalism on Largo Drive I talked about a little bit ago, where we had five victims. They're tires were slashed in the middle of the night with a knife. We don't know if it's kids. We don't know if it's a person disgruntled, but we have five victims, and we've encouraged them to call the sheriff's department and report it. I've directed our security personnel to do extra patrol to canvas the area for additional video footages and possible witnesses to help out the sheriff's investigation. So far, we've got no great leads on this. But again, we continue to do extra patrol in the area to try to prevent this kind of behavior. We already talked about the air conditioning, and we continue to do extra patrol. And any questions?
Okay. And then the next part is the daily log for the whole month, Richard. So if you wanted, you could look at it all in one place here.
I'm good with the list there, Amelia. Thank you, Kelly, for that. Moving on to item number four, which is just an update to this committee since it falls under finance. I don't know if it's Kelly or Tom on.
Tim, I'm going to handle this one. Basically, at the finance committee meeting this week, we went through in pretty good detail the proposed questions that are going to be presented by the pollsters when we go ahead and do the opinion poll on security. And it's going to be brought forward to the board as a discussion item. And my personal guess is that it's going to go back to the pollster to tweak the questions a little bit and then come once again back to the finance committee meeting and eventually go to the board and finalize the questions. And then the opinion poll will begin. Their callers and their emailers and their texters will start sending out the questions. And hopefully, early next year, we get the survey results and we decide if we're going to move forward to sponsor an initiative to change how we pay for security services. And, again, Measure J is what pays for the majority of security today, and we're not talking about changing that one bit. We're talking about an additional initiative that allows the cost of security to be borne by the residents through through fees instead of how they're currently being supplemented with property taxes. So that's the update. I feel like we're on schedule, so I'm pretty comfortable with this project.
Excellent. Thank you. Moving on to item number five, the ABDI Continental Software update.
I have this one as well. ABDI is the company we've had for many years to run the gates and do our patrol system. And they manage the software that opens and closes when the barcodes present themselves at the entry points. And they have a single company that does their upgrades here in the West, in our area. And that company is, they've got a pretty favorable contract to do the work favorable to them and not to us. So we're trying to limit our liability for having them come out and do the work. And we think we're about there. We got to share something with Dick Shanahan on their contract, but we just wanted them to have enough liability responsibility in case something messed up, they would fix it. So I think within a couple of weeks, we'll be able to schedule that upgrade.
Okay. Are we on schedule then? I thought it was going to be the end of the calendar year for this to be implemented.
I think so, Tim. I believe in the next week or so, we'll have a signed agreement and we'll put it on the schedule. Their time in the district is just a couple of days as far as I read it. So it's a pretty wholesale upgrade of the system. So hopefully it's going to create a lot more consistency in how the system operates.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Item number six, discuss security vehicle replacements.
Hi, this is Kelly. Yes, we are. Our vehicle fleet is aging, and we are in the process of receiving bids so we can get pretty similar to what we have, a smaller truck with a king cab, so we can do the security function and haul equipment and do the things that we need to do. And hopefully we'll have it all done by before the end of the year. So that's what we're looking to do.
Okay, then I assume we would be rotating out some vehicles out of stock then as well.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Tim.
We'd be rotating some of the stock fleet out of security then?
Yes, we will surplus those vehicles. So okay. We'll probably end up with two small pickups and one of the Jeeps. And the Ford Explorer and the worst of the two Jeeps will surplus.
Got it. And again, at the end of the day, I think as we move forward, two things. One, I'm aging myself, but as we look at the field operations side, maybe there's some discussion where before we run those vehicles to the very end, we could use those as reserve over and secure. I don't know if it's practical or not. That just a thought process, but very good. Okay. Amelia, any hands, chats?
No hands, no chats.
Okay, item number seven. I've got a couple of things here. I know we're very close on the incident action plan. When I'm back in town next week, Kelly, I'll give you a call and just give you, I think I have one or two items on there, excuse me, that fall under the recommendations. And then the other is, Tom, would you bring a list of the itemized claims that residents had for the hydrant issue, if that's possible? Bring it to the board. We can have a discussion item. Because I want it as a discussion item. Amelia, we'll have to figure out if it's an action item only because this falls into something separate with what our insurance company is doing and those types of things. So I want to be able to give staff direction to figure out the claims.
Okay. I know what you're asking for.
Perfect. Anything from staff? My last one is my lightning fast math has us at less than 2.5%, where we've not had staffing coverage in security year to date. I actually think that's pretty phenomenal. So with that, I think we just keep that tally going. I don't see it really changing anything from that standpoint. The other thing, Kelly, is we can chat about seasonal issues. What I'm talking about is when children of residents come home for the holidays, parking issues, and just some of those types of things that come along with it. It'll be your first time in that seasonal process, but it's no big deal. We just have to be aware of it from that standpoint. Amelia, if you don't have any hands or chats, then I'm going to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you very much.
All right, everyone have a great day. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care. Safe travels.
Bye. Have a good day.